For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. MU students, faculty, and staff are signing a letter opposing the outsourcing of custodial and landscaping jobs, as well as pushing university leadership for, quote, true change on campus. The Columbia Missourian reports the letter garnered more than 450 signatures in just one day. The letter will be presented to UM System President and Interim MU Chancellor Moon Choi on Wednesday. Associate Professor Kelly Canada wrote in an email that the letter began circulating Thursday evening. About 16 outside companies submitted proposals to take over custodial and landscaping duties, according to an MU website that tracks budgetary actions. The decision could outsource more than 280 jobs. MU is set to make a decision by early July. Hy-Vee is recalling all 12-ounce garden salad bags as they may be contaminated with cyclospora. The Columbia Missourian reports that Hy-Vee said in a news release that the FDA and CDC linked the product to an outbreak of cyclospora in the upper Midwest. The product shouldn't be used at all and can be returned for a full refund. And only Hy-Vee was affected by the recall. Cyclospora symptoms can include diarrhea, weight loss, and loss of appetite, as well as cramping and vomiting, among other symptoms. The news release says no customers have reported falling ill. Officials say about 600 patients seeking authorization to purchase medical marijuana in Missouri had their paperwork signed by a fake doctor. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services said in a news release that there is no evidence to indicate the affected patients were aware that the physician listed was not the physician who met with them. The affected patients will be notified and given 30 days to submit a valid certificate before their license is revoked. The agency also said it has referred the case to the Attorney General's office and to the Missouri Board of Healing Arts for further action. The American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri is urging school districts to remove police officers from schools. St. Louis Public Radio reports that the ACLU has circulated a letter to 9 school administrators so far, mostly in the St. Louis and Kansas City areas. The ACLU says money spent on school resource officers should instead go to the social-emotional needs of children, such as by hiring more social workers and counselors. Luz Maria Henriquez is the executive director of ACLU Missouri, and she says there is, quote, no evidence that increased police presence in schools improves school safety. And access to Providence Road heading south and Route K from East Old Plank Road will be restricted today. The Columbia Missourian reports the closure is due to sidewalk and pedestrian improvements along Providence Road, according to the Missouri Department of Transportation Central District. The work is to ensure that sidewalks and intersections in this area comply with standards set by the Americans with Disabilities Act. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.